This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
You're right here with the Real Side. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Seriously, I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution, truly being part of the solution. So, you know, head up to the website. There's a lot going on up there, a lot of new stories we post on a daily basis, and also I want you to get up there and you know, give us a thumbs up, thumbs down, whatever it is, and you can, again, sign up for the newsletter. If you want to be alerted by text, it's simple. Just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. All right. You know, a little bit to shed some light on these dual, triple, and quadruple standards that the left has. If you saw the video of that Asian woman that had been attacked, and the cowardly security guards who just kind of closed the door, walked away, and watched it happen. Just terrible. And I know people can come back and say, well, that's not their job. Their job is to protect the building and over the people in the building, and that's great, but that's not their job. Every person's job. I mean, that woman was being beat outside that store by two black men. Let's be clear. So it's really funny because you hear about all this Asian hate. And you hear how it has something to do with white supremacy when, in reality, you know, the way they talk about Asians in the past is they're white folks. So which is it? But you won't hear the mainstream media pushing the fact that there's two black suspects that you can see in the camera beating on this woman. That seems to be okay. That's something we can't touch on. That's something that's taboo, right? And then you have the two black girls that killed the Uber driver. We didn't hear anything about that, though, right? I mean, not any big... Now, can you imagine if... Let's just turn these, flip these all the way around. What if it was two white guys in MAGA hats that beat on a black woman? You think that it'd be so much quietness around that story? No, they'd be all over it, like white on rice, wouldn't they? It'd be a big deal, wouldn't it? This is what I mean. They are looking to start a race war. They are looking to start a war with you. They need bloodshed. They need violence to be able to put armed, I don't know, the National Guard on the street. Whatever it is that they're trying to do or want to do or trying to pull off. How many of these should we go down? How many of these incidents should we go down? Because it's not the first. I mean, they're happening every day. And the only reason you're not hearing about them is because there's black men and women that are carrying them out. Anybody else would be all over the place, and you know it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you involved. I want you engaged. The second day of the trial, I mean, I'll tell you what. I can only imagine. I don't know how they're going to convict this guy. I do not know how they're going to convict the police officer. Because, sincerely, when you look at the evidence, when you watch the video, when you read the coroner's report, right? It's, I don't know. I want to get into that tomorrow night. I don't want to get into tonight, but I mean seriously, look at some of the information. Work the information out and look at it. And see truly, truly what went down during all of that. All right. I'm talking about the Floyd case. I'm sorry. I got into it and just lost my mind for a second there. So moral bankruptcy, or the moral bankrupt left, you got to see what they want. They want you to forget all about the summer of love. Right? The BLM riots, Antifa, all of that. They want you to forget about all of that. A CNN article, so we know it's real, right? Titled, What Jim Crow Looks Like in 2021 by Nicole Hemmer. It was, I think they put it up last Friday. It encapsulized perfectly the left's tactical lawlessness and disorder and how they gaslight. They're not even afraid of you anymore. They're going to tell you what they're doing and how they're doing it. Right? And while it may still wear a suit and tie, Hemmer wrote, claiming Jim Crow is alive and well, it also still marches hand-in-hand with both state violence and mob violence. As we were reminded at the insurrection of the Capitol, the problem is that the Jim Crow laws were backed by the Democrats. KKK was backed by the Democrats, instituted by the Democrats, and supported by the Democrats. So it shows you what little this writer already knows about our history. Aside from making the astounding and flat-out false claim that Republicans are similar to segregationists for opposing a bill that would eliminate election security, Hemmer's piece reiterates one of the Democrat Party's favorite talking points, that the GOP is supposedly composed of white supremacists broadly committing violence, while the left is all about peaceful protest. Every protest that the left supported, every one of them had flames in it, broken glass, people punched in the face, people hurt. Not a word about the Portland and Seattle race. I mean, Portland and Seattle areas, where you had rape in two cases. You had, two murders or one? Those were peaceful protests, weren't they? Seriously. Where are the comments? Send me the links to the comments where these people spoke out. Joe, I'm your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There are so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max. and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
Hurry.
Like the fella once said.
Always a pleasure to have you with
me. In the head.
I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Boy, I got a whole bunch of crazy stories to go through. I mean, seriously, this is going to be one of those hours we're going to fly through. Because there is so much going on out there. We're talking about the left. Their inability. See, I told you, I've been calling them the party of non-responsibility for a long time now. And it's so true. You see it happening on a daily basis. Nothing that is wrong is their fault. Obama did exactly the same thing when he got in office. What did he do? Everything was Bush's fault. Everything good was because of moves that Obama made. Everything negative or bad was because of Bush. Same thing going on now. Joey B's trying to claim that there was a mess left at the border for him, which is a line of crud, and you know it. The border was quiet. All right? It was being held strong. We had a deal with Mexico. Mexico was living to that deal. People who needed to get in, honestly and truly, got in. The ones that didn't need to, no, they were sent back. And now you got tens of thousands of people who openly admit the only reason to come here is because of Biden. But somehow, that's Trump's problem. Well, if he had opened up the borders earlier, we wouldn't have this issue because they would have been able to come in. Oh, yeah, right. Because what we needed was more of a pull on the U.S. economy. We needed more unemployment. Sure, that, no problem. If you really want to see how much they care about you, just look at what's happening in San Diego, where the teachers are willing to do in-face learning with illegal immigrants that have COVID, and they're not interested in you, your kids, your American kids. You're here paying taxes to the federal government and to the state so your kids can have a decent place to go to school, and yet illegals are more important. Anyone with two eyes knows what went down last summer in response to the death of George Floyd, which is going to happen again. I'm not wishing it into being, it's just a reality. You know, I mean, seriously. These numbers were reported to Axios in September. They estimated that Black Lives Matter and Antifa rioting and looting, they carried a price tag of well over $2 billion. This effectively makes the 20 states where it occurred the carriers for the most expensive man-made insurance damage in U.S. history. Just ahead of the Los Angeles riots in 92. After the officers were acquitted on the Rodney King issue. And you're going to see it happen again. These jurors might be petrified. Just like SCOTUS was. Not to really go after the election for real. Not to actually look at the facts of the election and make some kind of ruling, some kind of real ruling based on facts. And not that we're just not going to look at it. It's too late or whatever. On June 1st, the Washington, D.C. police arrested more than 300 BLM and Antifa activists. Now, that's according to the Metro Police Department's data. It's not somebody trying to figure it out. All right? That's five times as many protesters compared to the 61 arrests for the Capitol riot on the day it occurred. They don't care. They're not interested in hearing any of that, seriously. Let's just be honest about it. Now, the media, are you hearing this? Are you hearing any of this on regular mainstream media? The corporate media insists that the results of law enforcement activity encouraging white supremacy, another charge that wasn't grounded in reality, they didn't care. Right? I mean, the police department, well, most of them were there to protect. They didn't care what color you were, what color they were. Now, the media sidestepped all the usual construct, a baseless plot that fit its preferred narrative. Any social justice demonstration, regardless of the outcome, is a moral one. Doesn't matter who gets hurt, what property gets destroyed, or anything like that. Now, Hammer and her morality or morally bankrupt allies, they're under the impression that the Capitol breach was an insurrection. Really? The modest estimate of $1 to $2 billion in property damage due to BLM and Antifa riots I describe mostly as peaceful and nonviolent. Unreal. Right? Come on. Work that one through for me. A report from Politico on Tuesday said that what right-leaning media knew for months, but what all of America needs to hear, the supposed insurrections who participated, insurrectionists, in the unruly Capitol breach, they've all been charged with trespassing. Prospect of dozens of January 6 rioters cutting deals for minor sentences could be hard to explain for the Biden administration. Right? They keep calling the Capitol Hill mob a dangerous threat. If they were so dangerous, then how they only get charged with trespassing? But it's going to come soon. I mean, I don't know how they're gonna chase all these things. How the Biden administration and the players around him are gonna chase these through every court. You know, how many lawyers are they gonna need? Lawyers say putting prosecutors in a position of wrist slapping many participants in a riot despite framing the crimes as part of an insurrection that just presented itself as a great threat to American democracy. Remember that? You can't, on one hand, tell people this was an insurrection. This was one of the worst things that ever happened to the Capitol. These people are treasonous. They're terrible. Oh, by the way, we're already charging them with trespassing. That's how bad they were. Just saying. It's amazing. And the corporate media has been, you know, as you know, they've been pushing that whole opposite narrative. And the worst acts that have been taking place at these places, they're burning down police stations, burning down police cars, smashing the window of a Starbucks. They're on your side. How stupid can you be? There was $35 million donated to bail these people out. Activists in D.C. that they were shocked at a deadly assault on the heart of American democracy led to far fewer people in police custody than the clashes that erupted during the protests over law enforcement. The Capitol, they said, according to CNN, the Capitol attack was deadlier than the summer protests. Again, another out-and-out lie. If you just look, it's just a little bit of homework. Just a little bit. During the protests and riots and takeovers, you had people that were shot, people that were maimed, and people that were killed. I didn't see that on January 6th. One person died. Yes, some got hurt, but one died. So I'm a senior host. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A program to provide small businesses with loans to help them weather the economic impact of the pandemic has been extended for another 2 months. President Biden signed the extension of the Paycheck Protection Program Tuesday, which pushes the deadline to apply for loans back to May 31st.
It is a bipartisan accomplishment. Nearly 90,000 businesses are still in line, and there's money left. Without somebody signing this bill today, there are hundreds of thousands of people who could lose their jobs, and small family businesses that might close forever.
And COVID cases are now on the rise in 27 states, with health officials worrying that a fourth surge of infections is just around the corner. The U.S. is now averaging around 64,000 new COVID cases a day, the highest rate in more than a month. This is USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Senior, your host. During the break, I'm reading the rest of this article again. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Give a call. I'd love to hear what you have to say. The left, as they always do, they spent 4 years berating the president. They've been 4 years berating any Christian conservative. And then Joe B. gets elected and sworn in, and they want a kumbaya moment. Not going to happen. And it has nothing to do with forgiveness. It has to do with trust. Not going to happen. It's just amazing that you want to come out after browbeating us and the president for so long and tell us, oh, April Fools, all done. It's just amazing. But now the Morning Joe host, Joe Scarbo and MSNBC, he loves his doublespeak, too. He stayed right on it. He was claiming that the billion-dollar BLM vandalization is not equitable. There's that word. Equitable in magnitude to the one-day Capitol breach. I know there are idiots on other cable news channels that will say, well, this mom-and-pop store was vandalized during summer riots, and that's as bad as the United States Capitol building being. No. Actually, no, Joe. Right? I mean, look. How they can compare these things? A one-day event, yes, at the Capitol, where I am sorry, I'm sure there's many Capitol, good Capitol police, but who the heck was waving them on? Were they fake Capitol police? And why haven't they been arrested yet if they're fakes? If they're real Capitol police, why haven't they been arrested yet for what they did? I just have to understand where they're coming from. What is the law? What can they act on, what they can't act on? I don't want to hear about feelings. I don't want to hear about people blowing off steam and that kind of stuff. But seriously. And these other places, we let them own city blocks that they never paid for. We let them occupy, own them, commit rape there. Come on. It's true. Theft. They stole. They occupied. But they were protesting. That was okay. The right, I mean, the left is so out of touch with reality. It's just amazing. Scarborough is spot on about the fact that what happened at the Capitol can't be equated to the summer BLM or Antifa. Right? Because they were worse. Five people died at the Capitol building. Two died from natural causes. According to a running list, there have been 32 BLM and Antifa rioters associated with the deaths. So CNN's claim that the Capitol attack was also deadlier is wrong, false, fake. Victims of the summer riots include David Dorn. You know who David Dorn was? A black retired police officer. Why wasn't he laid to rest in the Capitol Rotunda? Why were they? And he was shot, I think, execution style, if I remember the story. Where was all the noise around him? Where were all the stories around him? What a great guy he was. What he was doing for the community. It's just amazing to me. He was trying to protect a pawn shop during a break-in. How about 8-year-old Zakoria Turner? She was killed in Atlanta by armed rioters. 24-year-old mother Jessica Doughty Whitaker murdered while walking by an armed group of BLM rioters. They yelled at her to join in their chanting. They also included a 38-year-old Christopher Beatty, a black male in Indianapolis, trying to stop a group of militant teenagers from looting. Oh, let's not forget 50-year-old Marvin Frankois, who was shot when two rioters jumped on his Jeep. They came out of nowhere. This is okay. Where was the outcry? Where was the screaming? Some of us in California heard all the noise here on a daily basis. You know what I said? I mean, you know, L.A. was being rioted in. There was noise being done there. Things happening there. Things happening in big cities all over the country. By who? BLM and Antifa. No question about it. Standing before a building on fire in Minneapolis. Remember this one? Oh, my God. The MSNBC anchor. What was it? Ali Belshi. He commented. Yes, I want to be clear on how I characterize this, Belshi said. The flames stoked behind him and a mob responding watched. This is mostly a protest. It's not generally unruly. I don't even... Where do you go with that? No, really, where do you go with that? Burning behind him. Police car in the picture. That's been vandalized to the point where it's been torched and beat up. Dents everywhere. Well, it's only a property. It's not a big deal. It's just amazing. The left's immorality continued to be on full display. With the national correspondent Omar Jimenez, he stood before inflamed streets of Kenosha, Wisconsin. After the shooting of Jacob Blake, he went on to say, fiery but mostly peaceful protests. Fiery? But most, do you know how fast the fire was spreading, how big it was? That is not peaceful. The minute you lay flame to something, it ain't peaceful. The minute you punch an 82-year-old in the face, it ain't peaceful. Just wrong on so many levels. The biggest part of this is all the lies, the gaslight, the manipulation of the truth, and not we, but a lot of us have been letting them get away with that. We need to be on it, on it, on it, on it, on it. And when you sit there across the table from your friend, now that you can do in most states, and they say Joe Biden is good because he was able to roll out the shot so fast. No, stop. He didn't do that. Joe Biden, for all intents and purposes, didn't even know where he was, didn't even know where the vaccines were being made or anything. Not any real information about it. They will come into our towns, come into our churches. They will come into our social media and place employment in a private company, our home, and our family. That was according to Federalist Senior Editor Chris Bedford. The real question is, how far will we let them come? Nobody else is standing up for us. What do you think we're going to eventually do? How tight can you squeeze before you're going to see people start to pop? And you've already seen it. It's crazy, but you've already seen it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The corporate media thinks he is stupid. They think we can't figure it out on our own. Now, they have to feed us just right to get us to believe what they want us to believe, though. That's the sad part. Joe Biden is president. He is promising unity. Yeah, right. Okay, anyway, move on. It's a time to heal. Really, when would that be? Probably from, what, 3 to 6 in the morning? Elites in their morality bankrupt Zoom cubicles. They don't care about any of this. There's nothing you can do to stop any of this. But nothing you individually. We can as a group. Get noisy. Get like them. Don't commit the crimes, but get like them. Show up with 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 people at an event. Watch what starts to happen. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. I look at this stuff. How did we get this far? How did we get this far to where you got two people standing on a lawn, or next to a lawn, excuse me, I don't want to sit on anybody's lawn, and the Republicans will go, look at that beautiful green grass. Hey, this guy did such a great job. With all. Look at a continent. It's just green. It's green. It's... No, Joe, that's blue. Actually, it's green. No, it's blue. We're having arguments like this. They're looking right at it. And they can't swallow the truth. Why? I don't know if it's because you're a Republican or if they really, really, really believe it. I'm lost now. Totally lost, because it wasn't this hard before. You could actually talk to each other and ask for an explanation. Representative Brian Babin, talking to Newsmax TV earlier, he says that Biden and Harris are missing. Nowhere to be found. They're covering up for the little crisis. Show with your host, listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. brick and mortar, and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Today, a couple of nitwits.
We are back. From a senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-CHO, 855-732. We were talking about whether Biden and Harris are missing in action or what. What are they actually doing down there at the border? Do they not go? Do they not want to go down there because they don't want to draw attention to it, or they know that once they get there, it will draw a lot of attention to it? Right? So Biden announced that Vice President Kamala Harris, you know, he told, he said that that she was going to be the new point person on the border situation. Right, because she got it all together. Well, she should be able to giggle it into existence or whatever. She did it again today, but whatever. All we heard was crickets. Babbitt is co-chair of the House Border Caucus. On his invitation to a new designee, Harris, to join the Congressional Border Delegation. He let it down there himself. So they need to come down here. They need to see things for themselves. Here's the problem. I don't think it's going to help. They're going to look at that totally different than we do. And they're not going to, they're going to look at that and say, you know, it's a mess that Trump caused. And if we would just let them in, if we would just open this, if we would just open that, we'd be fine. We can't, in Los Angeles, we have a judge that forced, long before COVID, forced for some of the jail cells to be emptied early because there were six or whatever men to a cell made for four. Six. They were too crowded. Look what you got going down by the border, right? I mean, no, seriously, when you think about it, they got, what, 4,000 people in a place made for 250. Send them back. Don't let them in. If you don't have the room to let them in, it's inhumane for you to do so. And what are you going to do? You're going to let them loose into society? You're going to pay for their hotel rooms? You're going to feed them with I don't know, EDD food cards and put clothes on their backs and you have veterans sleeping in the streets? I'm sorry, who's the inhumane one? Who's the one that doesn't care? We cannot take care of everybody. We don't have it. Arrington was appearing with Babbitt and host Robert Schmidt. He added, whether it's Harris or Biden, the administration just need to come down to Texas. They need to witness for themselves. They need to see for themselves what's going on. Although, in most cases, it would be well past Joey B's bedtime. The president has to own it. Quit blaming President Trump. Quit making excuses. That's what the American people need. They need to know that you own and exactly what you're doing about it. Remember, every one of these people being interviewed says, I'm here because Joe Biden is president. Nobody's done anything to stop this. I want to know how they're making it through the countries. They're not supposed to be making it through the countries. This is not how they're supposed to operate in any way. Babbitt rebuked Biden's claim that he's seeking a humane and compassionate border policy. No, he's not. He's looking to overload the system and get more voters on the rolls. He's enriching and empowering a whole new group of people. Look at the amount of money that the Mexican drug cartels are making now, setting drugs up with these people. Yes, they are. They've already been caught. Plenty have been caught, but you won't hear about it in mainstream media. They're not interested in letting you know. There's no question the cartels have been empowered. There you go. In the name of humanity, Biden administration has rolled back all those policies that were effective, all of them. I wonder what they found not effective of them. What part of the policies did they not like? That they actually kept people out? I mean, what part of it was the problem? That's what I'd like to know. The massive influx, you know, off illegal immigrants handling, hey, nice guy, President Biden, he's given us an invitation to come up and come in and get acclimated, get involved. And the border issues, think about this, it's just really a distraction for the cartels to get in other ways. If you got all your border resources in one area, you got all your border resources running to help out one area, what's going to happen in the other areas? Right? Customs and border protection officials are consumed with these immigrants. So how are they really going to check out what's being brought over the border? I'm just asking. They're absolutely enriching and empowering the drug cartels, all at the expense of the American people, and especially the ones that aren't working. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Oh, I love this. I mean, when you have to sit down and break down Biden's, $650 billion of the $2.25 trillion that he's pushing towards infrastructure, only $650 billion of it will go to roads and bridges. This is nothing new. They love to spend your money. And they love to lie to you about where it's going. I mean, this is going to be $5 to $6 trillion. And a very small portion of that will go to help American people. Very small portion. Right? And the details of the plan are in the Washington Post, so you know they're true. So according to the Post, they're only providing $650 billion for roads, bridges, highways, and ports out of $2 trillion. Now they're breaking it up, so you know they're going to come back with another one. Also in the plan, sources said, $400 billion for home care for the elderly and disabled, $300 billion for housing. What kind of housing? To who? Are we taking care of our vets? Oh, goody, goody. No, it's not going to happen. $300 billion to revive U.S. manufacturing. $400 billion to clean energy credits. What did they do with that money? No, really. Are they cleaning rivers? Are they cleaning roadways? Are they scrubbing the air? What are they doing with that money? Hundreds of billion dollars have been set aside to boost America's electric grid. Here's the problem. I would believe that. except they just gave China access to our electric grid. So how am I supposed to believe that? Yay, we're going to build a bigger, more comfortable, more safe chicken coop. And Harry S. Fox over here is going to oversee the building. He's going to oversee the security. And you know what? This could keep changing as we go. It's craziness. And more to come. They're not going to stop anytime soon. You know that. They've never seen tax money or anything like that that they didn't like, that they didn't care for. All right, here's a good one for you, too. I like this. Two-thirds of Americans say the cancel culture is a threat to freedom. No kidding. Really? Majority of Americans see cancel culture as a threat to freedom? That's according to a new survey out this week. The poll is exclusively by The Hill. So 64% of those interviewed said there's a growing cancel culture which threatens their freedoms. Additionally to the poll found that 36% of Americans said cancel culture is a big problem, while 32% called it a moderate problem. Another 20% said it was a small problem, not to worry about. And a very, very, very minor group of people said, don't even think about it. Survey also revealed that a majority of Americans are afraid to share their views online out of concern over retribution from their employers. Wow. Now we're afraid to speak. We're afraid to write it down. We're afraid to speak out about things we're not in line with. You really think that that's what our founding fathers had in mind? Really? The poll found that 54% of respondents said that they were concerned that if they expressed their opinions, they'd be banned or fired. The poll conducted at the at Harvard Center for American Political Studies was conducted between March 24th and 25th. As a representative online sample, what's the probability and the confidence of all of this? They don't want to look at a margin of error. I mean, seriously. The survey is being pushed because look at what's going on with cancel culture. It's totally reaching new highs altogether. It is past the point of just these nut jobs hanging out in the street corner talking about how we'd be better off as a communist nation. Now they're actually pushing to make it happen. Don't let it. Don't stop fighting. Don't let it. You don't give up. You don't give up to the last heartbeat. There's many out there that think that they can live with this. Just keep their mouth shut and, it'll all work out. I don't know how it's going to work out, but it'll all work out somehow. Former Axios political reporter Alex McCammon was let go from starting her new job as editor-in-chief of Teen Vogue after staffers discovered uncovered past tweets. So you can't, any time in your life, because, there's no redemption for Republicans. Well, actually, lately, it looks like these people, there's no redemption for anybody. Really. You do something stupid when you're a teenager, because none of us ever did, right? Only a few. You say something stupid, you're in a group of people, it sounds like it's the right thing to say. You say it before you really learn about integrity. And now you have to pay for that for the rest of your life? Just crazy. Joe Messina, your host. Yep, never stop fighting. Listen to The Real Side with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. We want you back with us tomorrow.